Now, back to brainstorming with Billy.
You know, I think your brain produces a chemical that blocks out my voice.
What?
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, positive talk radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is pleasurable pursuits. Each of my guests is discussing something pleasurable. My next guest represents one of Ventura's most beloved fall events, the Harvest Festival. We'll discuss this year's Harvest Festival to learn the compelling reasons to attend this year's event. And if you have questions or if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. And keep that number handy because I'll be giving away 4 tickets to this year's Harvest Festival to the 3rd caller that calls in just a little bit later. So hold on, wait for me to announce it, and then call in and win 4 tickets to this year's Harvest Festival. Lisa Carey is the CEO of Lisa Carey Public Relations. Lisa established the company in 1994 when she had her first child and stepped down as the Director of Public Relations for the Harlem Globetrotters to help find more of a balance in her life between work and family. Among her many clients, Lisa represents 2 major festivals in Ventura County. Today, we're going to be talking about the Ventura Harvest Festival, which is coming up October 14th and 16th. Welcome to the show, Lisa. How are you today?
Oh, I'm really enjoying this chance to be with you, Bill. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being our guest. This is such a fun subject. And I told you before we had this interview, my wife and I attend the Harvest Festival every year. And one of our traditions in our family is that we buy an ornament for our family Christmas tree at the Harvest Festival. We have it initialed and dated and so forth for each year that we do it. And it's one of the things that we look forward to. So that's what we're looking forward to. But what can listeners expect when they come to the Harvest Festival this year?
Well, you know, one of the things, like you do mention, I think one of the unique things about the Harvest Festival is you can get items personalized while you're there. And you also get the chance to visit with the artists and the crafters. And oftentimes they have some craft demonstrations, as there's people that are working with wood, and they have laughs and they're spinning. And so you really get a sense of the joy that they put into their work and pass that along to you. And they really interact and enjoy meeting their followers or people that are interested in their things. And, you know, there's 24,000 items. They're all made in the USA. That's one of the prerequisites. They cannot bring anything in unless it's handmade in the United States.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, and they're really strict about that. And there's going to be over 200 arts and crafts booths. So the Ventura County Fairgrounds there at Seaside Park are kind of transformed into the largest indoor art and craft show. It's really quite exceptional.
It is, and we enjoy going every single year. Now, Lisa, thinking back on it, I can't remember a time that I've lived in Ventura when there wasn't the Ventura Harvest Festival. How many years has the event been going on?
Well, you have a good memory, because as you mentioned, it is a fall tradition. You know, this will be our 22nd year.
Wow.
Coming. And, you know, when family entertainment and wholesome family fun is a choice, it's been there, you know, and it survived through the advent of the Game Boys and all the techs and everything. And it's a really great escape that you can do with friends, or you can bring the whole family. And that's what's unique about it, is that they make something fun for everybody who walks in.
My guest is Lisa Carey. We're talking about this year's Ventura Harvest Festival. All right, Lisa, give us the details, the 911 on the information of the event. When is it? You know, we know that it's the Seaside Park. What are the dates? What are the times? That kind of thing.
Okay, well, it's coming up not this weekend, but the following weekend, and that would be October 14th through 16th. So it opens on a Friday and runs through Sunday. And it's 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Friday and Saturday, and then on Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And adults are $9, seniors 62 and over are $7, youth between 13 and 17 are $4, and this is a good gauge. Kids 12 and under are free.
Oh, that is marvelous.
Yeah, and it's at Seaside Park, which is a lovely grounds for us, and a lot of different things happening.
Well, there absolutely are. Now let's open up the lines and get some winners for those four tickets that I promised. I'll take the third caller at 639-0008, 639-0008. Win yourself four tickets to this year's Ventura Harvest Festival going on at Seaside Park October 14th through the 16th. Now, I want to come back to something that you mentioned earlier, Lisa, and I was absolutely astounded by what you said. There are 24,000 handmade original items that are showcased, and you said over 200 different exhibitors will be there. How do the festival officials determine who's going to be among the different artists and craft people that are going to show off at the Ventura Harvest Festival?
Well, you bring up a good point, Bill, because they work year-round, and of course, you see that they've been doing this for a while, and they have a juried selection. So anybody who wants to participate, and we do have some locals from throughout Camarillo, Santa Barbara, Ventura, they contact Western exhibitors months and months in advance. And then they send them the application along with samples of their work. And they have a system of artists that are on their staff that go through and make the selections. And then another reason it's good is because they don't want to have all of one item, you know. So they break it up. You know, you've got blown glass and hand-woven clothing, photography, candles, woodwork, garden designs, I mean, children's accessories, sculpting, ornaments, that kind of thing. And it creates a nice balance, and then you have real quality items.
Oh, that is great. Now, big shout-out to all the people that are calling in. We've had one call already. We'll take the third caller, so call in and win. 639-0008 is the number, 639-0008, and win four tickets to this year's Ventura Harvest Festival. That is a $36 value. Just be the third caller to call in and win that. So besides the vendors that go on at the show every year, Lisa, what are some of the other things that are happening at this year's Harvest Festival?
Well, they create sort of a ongoing entertainment stream. We've got strolling performers. There's Stilt Elvis you'll come across, and W.C. Willie, and a twosome called Fables of the West, and they're out greeting the kids, and they kind of go on these mock horses. I'm terrible describing it, but it's fun. They're dressed as from the Old West. And then strolling performers such as Big Mama Sue and Fast Eddie. And
who are Big Mama Sue and Fast Eddie?
They're entertainers, and they are just fabulous. And they've been with the festival for years. And it's just adding to the celebration, you know. And then there's going to be a wonderful band called Hijinks. And they do standard and top 80s, 90s hits. And then there's a Beatles tribute band. It's really fantastic. That's new this year, and they're called the Hollywood Beatles.
So. That sounds.
And they'll be taking the stage.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Well, what about the children? I've got my grandchildren. They're 4 and 2 years old, respectively. What can the children enjoy at this year's Harvest Festival?
Well, I think one of the best things is you can get your greeting cards, your fall tradition cards. Take your camera with you because they have a beautiful pumpkin patch. That is for photo ops and for the kids to romp around in. It's kind of centrally located. And then Gold Wings Museum, the Children's Museum, is one of our sponsors, and they're going to be out there with their mobile museum that kids can get into, and it has, like, you can dig for fossils, some nice interactive things. And then Ventura County Star is working with Gold Wings, and they are sponsoring an art and craft area, so they'll have some crayons and some designs they can do. And then Kids Are First is a wonderful organization, and they offer free children ID screens. You know, you can get your fingerprint, mm-hmm. and your picture taken. And
sure.
The kids love it, and then the parents love it because they have a written record, and they also talk about safety belts and keeping your car seats in the right place, that kind of stuff.
No, that's all very important. My guest Lisa Carey. We're talking about this year's Harvest Festival in Ventura. She's the publicist for it. Tell us a little bit of history. I mean, 24 years is a long time. How did the event come about?
Well, back in the 70s, a group of artists in the San Francisco Bay Area were really connected, and they just saw that art was not being offered a place where crafters could come together with artisans. And so they decided to put on an event and just unite people, and kind of one of those build it and they will come kind of things.
Uh-huh.
And it went over really well. So they decided, well, let's do this and take it on the road. So Harvest Festival Original Art and Craft Show, they feature shows throughout California. They go into Nevada, into Las Vegas. And throughout these years, 39 years, they've been doing, they now
wow.
hit nine cities. So they go throughout Northern California, into Nevada, and then Southern California.
Well, that's a rich tradition. Well, Lisa, I shared with you, my wife and I go and we buy our holiday Christmas ornaments for the Christmas tree there. What's your favorite part of the Ventura of Harvest Festival?
Oh, you know me too well already, Bill, because I am like the biggest shopper, and I can't get enough, I tell you. And well, actually, the ticket is good for all 3 days, so if you want to come back, you can
do that
at no additional fee.
Wow.
But I found some lovely pullover poncho sweaters last year from a local artist in Ventura. I love the candles. And I get a lot of lovely jewelry that I have teenagers now, and they will come up to me last minute and go, oh, I'm going to a party. I need a gift, you know. I have my little stash, and they go through and pick what they like, and they're the hit, you know.
Sure. But
I just go around and buy what I want.
All right. Well, that makes sense. Now, as you walk through the gates there at Seaside Park, do you make a beeline for any one of the exhibit halls, or do you just sort of meander and go as the will takes you?
Well, you know, it's all spread out, and it's done in a way that you can have spend a nice leisurely time with us. It's not as though there's one that is more favorable than the next. You know, it's all interwoven. And then, of course, Food Share is going to be out there, and they'll be greeting guests at the entrance, and anyone who brings a canned food for donation will get $2 off entry.
Oh, that's nice.
So connecting with the local economy and helping those. And then Clinica's Del Camino is going to be bringing their big RV, and they're going to be doing free health screenings. So they're kind of centrally located also. And you can make it a personable experience. You can go in the trailer and people aren't having to watch, you get it done. And you know, my excuse is now shopping's good for your health.
That's a great tie-in. I love it. My guest is Lisa Carey, head of her own company, Lisa Carey Public Relations. We're talking about Ventura's Harvest Festival. And this is the most frustrating thing. We're stuck on two callers right now. All we need is one more caller. It's 639-0008 and four tickets to the Ventura Harvest Festival of yours. And Lisa has just announced that you can use that ticket throughout the entire weekend. So one ticket. It can last you 3 days. That is an incredible value. And that's what I wanted to come to next, Lisa, with you is, you know, these are tough times. Families are looking for ways to do a family outing that's affordable, that's fun, that's a good value. Mm-hmm. Are there any discounts available besides the $2 for every can of food that you bring to Food Share? Any other discounts that you can get coming to this year's festival?
Well, if you check out, we have some ads running in the Ventura County Star, and you can print out the ad and you'll get $2 off. And we've also teamed up with Gold Coast Broadcasting.
Yes.
And we're inviting people to go to their local McDonald's restaurants, and they'll find some $2 off coupons there.
Mm.
And additionally, we've teamed up with KEYT, the local
up in Santa Barbara
affiliate.
Yeah.
And they're doing a wonderful promotion where you can go online and sign up, and you would actually win a $250 shopping spree and a brunch at the Whale's Tail.
Ah, how cool.
So that's a contest that's going on in conjunction with the Harvest Festival.
Yeah. Now, one of the things, Lisa, that you and the Harvest Festival have done that I really admire is that you work with nonprofit groups, mm-hmm. and these nonprofit groups really benefit from their involvement with the Harvest Festival. So who from our community is participating this year, and in what ways are they participating?
Well, the Gull Wings Children's Museum, they will be receiving a stipend from the Harvest Festival for being out there, and I think that's a wonderful opportunity for them to also spread word about what they do and how they connect with kids. And then Food Share, they are also bringing this really cool thing. It's a mobile farm truck.
Really?
So they will have a display within the festival grounds, and they'll be giving away seedlings and encouraging people to grow healthy in their home. And so the truck shows you can basically grow your own vegetable garden, something that might work for a salad, anywhere. So if you can grow it in the back of a pickup truck, you could grow it in your little pot outside the window, that kind of thing. And they are really a wonderful partner for us. And then Boys and Girls Club of Ventura, the kids are going to come out, and they're hosting the parcel bag tech. So when you walk in, you can purchase a bag, or they're on the Harvest Festival mailing list. They have these coupons that you would get a free bag. And then as you keep shopping and you don't want to carry it around all the time, you go to them, and they will store it for you.
Oh, that's cool.
They work for tips, so they also get a stipend for being involved. And then I mentioned Kids Are First and Clinicas, who are just fabulous to be out there and offering the chance. I know health insurance is just one of those things that we all hope we stay healthy, but this is a good way to kind of get yourself checked out for free.
No, that is. That is. Big shout out to Julie, who is our winner. And it's one of those things, just like the weather today, Lisa, when it rains, it pours. I said we only needed one more caller, and the phones lit up. We had three or four callers simultaneously. But Julie was the winner. She was the third caller. Oh. Julie, congratulations to you. And I'll be sending those tickets out to you by mail. Look for them shortly. To all of the others of you that did call in and didn't win, don't worry. We'll have other giveaways later in the week as well. Thank you all for being loyal listeners. Now, Lisa, you've got the ear of thousands of people here in Ventura right now, and if you had to tell them one thing, the one compelling reason to go to this year's Ventura Harvest Festival, what would that one thing be?
Ooh, that's hard to combine it all into one. I think that if they come out with us, they will be entertained and have the opportunity to visit with the artists, and it's just a full day of wholesome fun. It really is. And from the beginning you walk in the gate, there's everything's happening around you, and it's quite exciting.
It is, and it is a great time for an entire family. And if you're looking for something to do with the family that's entertaining for everybody, that definitely the Ventura Harvest Festival is for you. My guest has been Lisa Carey. Lisa, thank you so much for being our guest. If people want to learn more about the Harvest Festival, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Oh, thank you. It's real fun and easy. It's harvestfestival.com. And if that's not working for you, you can also call 1-800-346-1212. Free of charge.
That is great. Harvestfestival.com. Lisa, it's been a delight. Thanks so much for taking time out of your day to join us here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
And we'll see you there. Thank you.
Absolutely. Take care.